one final question. I was doing some channeling for a while.
Yeah.
Can you tell me who the beings or the being who was speaking through me? I couldn't get any information.
Then I will also do you no such disservice. But remember, the labels are not important for many of you for now. It would actually be in your best interest if you were not to differentiate the idea into a concrete personality. Because the idea is that you're simply supposed to go with the feeling and the message and not stick a label on the messenger. You know that that hasn't worked very well in your history. And I don't mean you personally. I mean the human history. When you focus on the messenger, the message, well, you know, goes in that appliance that you flush. So for now, allow yourself to simply focus on the feeling and not worry so much as exactly who, where, what, when, why, how, but just the idea of the experience.
Well, that's what I've done.
Thank you. Then you are doing exactly what you need to do.
Thank you, Bashar.
And the next.
Bashar.
No. But you can be five.
Okay.
Yes.
Good evening, Bashar.
Thank you. Good day.
I would like to address a situation that happened to me.
Your envelope.
In my master bedroom.
Yes.
Several months ago.
Oh, a master bedroom. Not an apprentice bedroom. But a master bedroom. All right, go ahead.
I walked around a corner towards the bed.
Yes.
And I looked at my VCR.
Yes.
And on the VCR digital clock, it was reading 11 o'clock in the morning. And also 11:11.
Yes.
And
this is kind of common for many of you to see these kinds of synchronous numbers reflected back to you.
And at that moment, an entity entered into the room.
Yes.
In a energy form, not a gray being.
Understood.
But it was long, as if it was body-like,
yes.
But no eyes, no,
yes.
Just energy.
Yes.
And I was frozen,
yes.
And in awe of
all
this.
Right.
Entity. Oh. Through your teachings, I did not panic.
Thank you.
But after the entity left and I walked up the hallway, I was mad at myself for not saying, hello, thank you for taking the time out to visit me.
You mean
I didn't
you
say
said
anything.
That just because it didn't come out of your mouth, it wasn't said?
Well,
I want you all to understand something now very important. All time is one time. The event is who you are. And in the event, if you would want it to have contained sharing, greetings, communications, exchanges, then assume that it did, even though your personality and your mind can't necessarily be aware of exactly how it did. The event itself, that it happened, reflected by the idea of 11:11, which represents the opening of a door, the opening of a gate, that it happened is in and of itself the act of a hello, a greeting, an exchange, an openness, a sharing, a loving, an acceptance. The act itself said all those things. Why be redundant?
I guess through human teaching.
Yes, well.
But could you tell me, was this a spiritual entity, an entity for Esasani, or...?
No, not exactly. It is more connected to the idea of Sirius energy, but we will go no further than that.
All right, one other item addressing the idea of Bashar tapes.
One moment. I want you to understand... I will just say it this way. Rarely do we say anything that doesn't have a reason for being said. And though many of you may think we were just joking around when we said master bedroom, I want you to think back on this experience and understand that we meant it in a very specific way, and that it will give you a stronger clue as to what